This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage. It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 1057
The Fan. 1057
The
Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up later in the show. Thursday Night Football, Vikings-Rams. We'll talk about that when we get to our picks later on in the program. Vinny's film breakdown of the Browns offense coming up at 12:30. But speaking of that, Kevin Stefanski, head coach of the Cleveland Ball Club, was asked why Ken Dorsey will now be calling plays for them.
Yeah, I'm just always looking at what we can do to just be a little bit better. And truth is, we have to be better on offense. And Coach Dorsey's is somebody that I rely on very heavily, and I just feel like this is the right thing for the team.
I mean, Bob, they are 32nd in offense, 30th in pass, 29th in the rush, and you got your offensive line's playing like crap. So I don't know, maybe a change maybe would be good. I mean, Stefanski's two-time coach of the year, and he called plays at that time. Yeah. And last year, all of a sudden, you know, when he was calling plays, you know, he was struggling with Watson, same type of thing, and then they get Flacco in there and the offense is working. I just think that it's a total mess, and he may be more worried about, I got to worry about this keeping this football team together.
There's no way he's on the hot seat, right, Kevin Stefanski?
You never know with Haslam. I mean, they just got extensions, all of them. So, who knows?
Now, Jameis Winston will be starting Sunday because Deshaun Watson out for the year. And DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, got hurt against Cincinnati as well. Here's Jameis Winston, was asked about this Ravens D and how he gets ready for that.
Well, I know that they're a tough team. Historically, they have been one of the best defenses in my era. So I know they're going to play hard. I know that they have a good secondary. One of my good friends over there, Marlon Humphrey, we're from the same area. I know that I'm 14. He's a great player. They have a nice veteran back in with Eddie Jackson. He's awesome. And Marcus Williams, he's awesome too. So we just got to go and do our job. It's really not about them and who they are. It's about us and who we are.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's typical player talk. I mean, it is the 32nd ranked pass defense. So they have been giving up chunk plays. It's about them. Yeah, it's about pass protection. It's about the receivers. I mean, Bob, how do you feel if you're on that team and you trade away your best player, you know, your best wide receiver, and your offense is struggling? Tanking? That's why it's a very fragile football team right now that can kind of, you know that they realize they're not dumb. They know what they're trying to do. So that's why you can't give – you can't give the Browns any reason to get excited.
So as we're into the everybody love everybody portion of the show, you heard Jameis Winston talking about the safeties like they're all going to the Pro Bowl. Here's John Harbaugh talking about Jameis Winston.
He's a great quarterback, very talented quarterback over the years, highly touted,
E-L-E-B.
Highly decorated quarterback, played a lot of football, can throw the thing all over the field for sure, push the ball downfield, does a great job with the reads. Those are things that it's a little different, you know, because it'll probably be a little different offense than, you know, what Deshaun was doing, because any offense, any quarterback brings his own flavor to the offense. They're going to have a different play caller, how much that's going to change with Ken doing it now instead of Kevin. We just don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that they're not going to. I mean, Jameis Winston 6-12 for the season. So, I mean, you know, I mean, his best year, he had 33 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. You know, that's Jameis. Touchdown, pick. You know, kind of go one for one. Then Nick Chubb has got 11 carries for 22 yards. So, I mean, what Nick Chubb are you getting? Three offensive linemen are on the injury report. I mean, what do you study, you know, if you're the Ravens? A lot of the guys that you wanted to study aren't there. You know, Jerome Ford's not playing.
5-8-8-1-0-5-7, the fan news from the Nats. We have time to get a couple calls in here. Nolan McGraw, let's get out to the phones. Bring in Ed and Arbutus. Ed, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Bob, any good day to both you gentlemen.
Thank you, man.
Briefly, two things. First thing, Browns QB Winston, limited agility. If they show five wides empty, no blocking back, shooter blitzer each time, no reason to sit back. The only threat of a run there would be a man in motion jet sweep. Second thing, draft pick, Yanuzi Kane, number 28. Good things about him in college. Preseason, I thought he showed well. He was around the football and he brought a thump. Physical build and likeness to Ed Reed, thinking he could be a rotational help already on the roster, or is he in earning stripes role only for this year? That's it, gentlemen. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Ed.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure, but he's a really good special teamer for him, and he will thump. You know, I thought, I keep saying, I think TJ Tampa, because he's got the ball skills and he was a corner, maybe he can play, you know, that center field better.
Yeah, and he was on the injury report himself yesterday. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Ellicott City. It's Kevin. Kevin, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's good, Vinny and Bob?
How much?
Man? So for me, man, you know, the Cleveland Browns always been one of our toughest opponents. I ain't going to shy away from that, of course, right? You know, I kind of equate this game to, like, me and the blue-collar fellows out here in the construction world. It's kind of like returning to work the day after it rained all day. Your boots are going to get muddy. Jeans are going to get muddy. You know, it's not going to be an easy day, but it's always, most of the time, a successful day once you fight through kind of that opening threshold. And this is just a game where I expect us to be the tougher, nastier team with a chip on our shoulder and look really good doing it. We've got to look good and execute in all phases. It's a great chance to do so.
I just feel like it's going to be a struggle early. I think their defense is going to come out, play hard early, and they're going to do some things that maybe the Ravens hadn't seen before, and you got to get adjusted to it. And then once they get adjusted, then I think, you know, kind of like last week. But I hope that they can drive it down the field on that first series, and I'm anxious to see what Todd Monken is going to call. But I just have a funny feeling that they're going to run some blitzes and do some stuff, you know, and that's why, you know, Todd may be getting the ball out extremely quick, expecting those things.
Speedy at Haney 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, count some late week money, hopefully with buy or sell. Vinny's film breakdown of that Cleveland offense coming up at 12:30. We'll look at the schedule for week number 8 as we have a game tonight, which you can hear on the Fan. Rams taking on the Vikings. If you want to get in, you can later in the hour at Portet 583-1057. Got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Mike Golic Jr. is going to be joining us. We'll talk about tonight's game with him. And then we have Mike Harmon. Real and fantasy football. Puka Nacua could be back tonight for L.A. Kind of screws you and your old Tutu Atwell thoughts, which I was having there.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here. The starter request Thursday. By the way, the store that I was asking about while Bill Hagee pimping them Oriole cowboy hats way back when. Tyler's Country Clothes. There's one in Highlandtown, one in Jumpers, North Plaza Mall, Chatham Mall, I think East Point, Golden Ring. So Tyler's Country Clothes, ladies and gentlemen, is what we were asking you for. There's tons going on in the world of sports. We'll get to all of it, or as much as we can, in the time allotted, but right now let's count that late week money, hopefully buy or sell.
Yeah, I mean, the Dow's down 315 again. S&P's down 11, NASDAQ's up 40, DraftKings down 23 cents, 36.37. And then Under Armour's up 3 cents.
We'll get started in the NBA today. Last year, Victor Wembanyama ran away with the Rookie of the Year honors, and he's ready to take his game to another level. 3.6 blocks per game. That led the league, but just one aspect of really an incredible, well-rounded stat line for him on the entire season. 21 points per game, 10 rebounds, 4 assists a night as well. Buy or sell, Bob, Wemby will improve every one of those averages in his second season.
I buy that 100%. He might find himself in the MVP conversation. My hot take, bold prediction, he's going to be Defensive Player of the Year. You might want to go to ESPN Bet and do some fun things with that one there.
Over to the NFL, this was supposed to be Aaron Rodgers' chance to make up for the disappointment of last season. Really, that season ending as soon as it started. So far this year, not looking like the usual future Hall of Famer we've come to know. Well on his way to a career high in interceptions, and might very well end up with a sub-90 passer rating for the first time as a starter in his career as well. Throw in all the dysfunction surrounding the Jets, safe to say things have not gone according to plan when Rodgers arrived here. But buy or sell, Vinny, barring a sudden turnaround, Rodgers will be retiring at the end of the season.
I'll buy that. If they have a bad year, the only thing is usually those guys are so competitive that I got to prove it. But maybe he's not that type, you know, so I'll buy it.
Still 1 year remaining on the contract, so yeah. In that regard, it does make it a little interesting.
At the end of the day, is he done in New York either way? They don't make the playoffs?
Oh, there'll be a lot of changes going on. I don't know. That's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they want another offseason of we're going all in. We're going all in again.
Yeah.
I mean, they just got Reddick back on the field, so yeah. You know that was supposed to happen 2 months ago.
We'll see if they take a jump.
All right, a little baseball here. The Yankees back in the World Series for the first time in 15 years. And while that's reason for them to celebrate in New York, just don't let GM Brian Cashman hear you say 15 years. During an interview with MLB Network this week, he actually popped off about the 15-year drought, saying, quote, "I hate the 15-year thing because it completely forgets and discounts that some other organization cheated us when we were all the way in the end. If you knew what was going on, I don't think they would be advancing. I think we would have been advancing." Of course, referencing the Astros beating the Yankees in the 2017 ALCS, all the cheating scandal that came along with it. Buy or sell, Bob, right or wrong, Cashman's comments, nothing more than sour grapes at this point.
I'll soft buy it, because they did kind of get hosed. And in retrospect, if you look back at it, I mean, Alex Cora in Boston, A.J. Hinch is in Detroit. Carlos Beltran's the one that got hosed. He had been hired by the Mets as the new manager. Then he got whacked in the whole fallout. Luno's out. Then he's been gone, the GM. But yeah, I hear what he's saying. I mean, I can buy that some level. And by the way, I'm an Oriole fan. I'm in the World Series of 41 years, so I'm certainly not. It would be like me, who's a fan of a football team, hasn't been to the Super Bowl since the Beatles were still together, popping off about a team that's been 1-2 this millennium is one of the favorites to win it this year. That sort of stupidity. Know what I'm saying?
More from the NFL. The Vikings have enjoyed a lot of success so far this season. They'll be back in action tonight. But newly paid wide receiver Justin Jefferson, maybe not having his usual weekly stat lines. Now, make no mistake here, through six games, he's still pacing for over 1,500 yards, but has just one 100-yard performance so far, and that was back in week two. For reference, he only played 10 games last year, but five of them he surpassed 100 yards in five of those games. Buy or sell, Vinny, Jefferson gets at least 100 tonight against the Rams defense.
I'll buy it. I mean, he's been playing good and they're 5-1. And he got paid. You know, so things are going good for him right now.
Yeah, he's, I should note, not necessarily complaining about that. If anything, blaming himself, saying, I got to, you know, do more.
He made some phenomenal catches, though, the other day.
Oh, he was in the Wambulance when they played against the Jets overseas, though. You could see him getting frustrated in the second half of that game. But he has one big play a game.
Yeah.
At least.
Well, we'll close with this, and I thought I was being creative here, but Bob stole my thunder asking Sean Devaney. It's all good. We'll ask you. We'll flip it on you. Jason Tatum.
Yes.
Got his season started. A monster 37-point performance the other night, shooting 8 of 11 from beyond the arc. Maybe still a little bent about the Olympics or the narratives from the finals about him and Jaylen Brown, who's the true number one player on the team. Either way, looked like an MVP for one night only, and that's an award that has eluded him so far in his career. He's never finished higher than fourth in MVP voting, never been a finalist. So buy or sell, Bob, this will be the season Tatum is finally a finalist, top three.
Buying it 100%. I mean, the guy's on a mission to prove great things, and he's already proven greatness. He's like a triple-double waiting to happen. Jaylen Brown is awesome. By the way, Sean Devaney, great minds think alike, because we talked about it yesterday, that he was pining it in the Olympics. Jaylen Brown didn't even make the team. So even though they're the defending champs, they've got a chip on their shoulder. They destroyed the Knicks the other night, and Zinger was wearing a suit, and he's going to be out for a while. I'm going to go ahead and bet that they'll beat the Wizards tonight, barring the unforeseen. I mean, you never know. That's why they play the games. But I think Jason Tatum, barring injury, knock on from Micah, will absolutely be a top three MVP finalist.
Yeah, you got to bet $100 to win $1 on that one.
Yeah, really? That's worth the risk. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Film breakdown of the Cleveland Browns offense. Deshaun Watson is gone. Nick Chubb is back, but to what level? And also Jameis Winston. What he played a little bit last week. What might he bring to the equation throwing to a receiver core that isn't exactly among the top level in the National Football League? Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Mike Golic Jr. Talking about tonight's game with him and also week 8. He's going to join us for NFL Lunch.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup.
Who's your connection?
You sound like a cop to me.
Who's your connection?
Enter Vinny's Film Room on 105.7 The Fan.
All right, earlier in the show, you're just tuning in, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Vinny broke down the Cleveland defense. Acceptable components of, talent for sure. Middle of the pack, basically, ready. We'll do stats tomorrow. But offensively, however, yikes. That's a whole different story. Let's get into that film.
All right, well, let's look at the film, the offense. And when we look at the injury report from yesterday, the starting right tackle, Jack Conklin, knee limited. And he left after halftime of this last game. The center, Ethan Posick, did not practice, knee. Left tackle, Jedrick Willis, did not practice, knee. So, I mean, your two tackles and your center are banged up right now. And the offensive line was not good anyhow. I mean, they've given up 35 sacks. And against the Bengals, they were giving up pressure all day. They do not handle stunts and twists very well at all. Stunts and twists confuse them. Oh, my gosh. You know, I mean, they're giving up 5 sacks a game. 5. And Jedrick Willis, I mean, he was a first-round pick for them, the left tackle. Just not very violent. Not physical. You can beat him. And then if Conklin plays, Jack Conklin, the right tackle, he got paid big money from Tennessee, but they bought him. They brought him in because Nick Chubb is a stud, and they were the number one rush team in the league, and he was more of a run because he came from Tennessee. And who was with Tennessee?
Derrick Henry.
Yes. So he's not great pass blocker, and they're trying to pass block all the time now. Then when he went out, DeJuan Jones, a fourth-round pick in 23, came in, and he doesn't move well at all. So, I mean, that was bad. And Joe Batonio's playing. He's not playing as good as he's played in the past. He's not a Pro Bowl left guard anymore. And Posick, he's not very strong or physical on the inside to center. And then the right guard, Zach Zinter, he struggles on all the twists and stuff. The O-line just looks like it's... You know what the O-line looks like, Bob? The Ravens secondary. Confused and missing stuff and turning people loose. That kind of thing. So, I mean, to me, that's a good comparison. So that's the issue they got. And now, and I think, Bob, the reason that they had Thompson as the backup was, you know, if what's his name? If Watson were to get hurt, which he did, Thompson at least can move around because he made a lot of plays with his feet in that game. And then what? And then not Watson, but Winston comes in, and Winston's a statue in that pocket, you know. And you got an O line that's struggling, and you got a quarterback that really doesn't move, you know. So he played what part of the fourth quarter? He made a lot. He threw the ball a lot, and he could have had a couple picks. I mean, he threw a touchdown pass to Njoku, but the DB was all. He just threw it high, and Njoku just happened to be able to go up. But I mean, Bob, he threw it right to the DB, but he threw it high. And there was another one that he threw right to the DB. But he does get a week of practice this week, so he'll get all the reps with the ones. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And then, you know, we got Chubb is the back in the backfield, and Chubb, to me, kind of reminds me right now of Ingram, his second year for the Ravens, you know, where it was like, damn, doesn't look that explosive in the hole.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Chubb is right now. So, you know, that's another thing that they've got going on. And then at the wide receiver position, you know, you got Judy. I mean, I think Judy had three drops in the last game. You know, he had one catch. But he, and Bob, when he caught it and he's wide open, he jumps and catches it in his belly. You know, I mean, you never see him, like, snatch hands. He's not a snatch hands guy. So, Njoku's a good player, and they're going to try to get him the ball, probably short and quick, I would imagine. And then Elijah Moore's got 22 catches and Cedric Tillman 11. So, and 62 yards a yak and 36 yards a yak. I mean, Jerry Jeudy has 45 yak yards, Bob. 45.
Wow.
So, the receivers are not guys that scare you. And that's why, Bob, that's why I can see this week Mallett, Hamilton, coming, playing man coverage on the outside. I can see that and making Winston, can you beat us throwing with those receivers? Hamilton, you get on Njoku. So I just think that a lot of things with their offense right now is a huge struggle. They are ranked 32nd on offense, 30th in pass, 29th in rush. They're averaging, Bob, they're averaging scoring 15 points a game. 15 points a game. And completion percentage, 61%. Quarterback rating is 74. You know, third down's their last. Last in the league in third down. And, Bob, you know what they're number one in the league in offensively?
Penalties.
Yes. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So, I mean, they got a lot of issues on offense, Bob. And, you know, if there's a game for your defense to kind of get healthy, this is one. I mean, be aggressive. Be attacking. Get after the quarterback's ass. You know, and your linebackers, Roquan, Simpson, you know, there's no speed back that really concerns you. So you would think that the defense is going to have a chance to have a good game.
So sometimes numbers can be deceiving, but sometimes they tell the truth.
Yes.
And the story with their offense, those are truth-telling numbers, not kind of skewed in one way or another.
Yeah, I would say, but and they're a minus three, Cleveland is. I would say this, watching the defense, they can be okay. Offensively, they got a lot of issues, starting with the O-line.
By the way, Michael Dunn, if he gets some snaps, and he does from time to time, right guard, former Terp, little Maryland love there. CBS is your broadcast partner. Tom McCarthy, Ross Tucker, our friend, and Jay Feely will be the analyst there at 1 o'clock for kickoff there. Ravens, 8.5-point favorites over the Cleveland Browns. Obviously, we got plenty more to go in regards to that matchup. We have time for a call, Nolan, real quick. Let's get out to the phone. Do you want to join us? Now's your chance at 410-583-1057. Mike Golic Jr., preview the game with him as he has NFL lunch with us. We'll look at our games for Week 8, do our picks for tonight's matchup. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. Hey, Puka Nacua's coming back, maybe? What does that mean for tonight's game? Chris in Westminster. Chris, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. This question goes to Vinny. Given your experience in the NFL and your years of analysis and critiquing, We have a culture here in Baltimore of having a tough, stingy defense, and we definitely have the talent on defense to have that. So my question specifically is about Dean Pease and Zach Orr. Critique them as far as what would you do to get these guys playing to the level they should be playing at, and you know, and eliminating these mistakes. What do you think? That's a good combination of those two coaches,
I think it is. I think it's a good combo. The thing I would do is, you know, if I'm Harbs, I'm asking them is, are we asking our players to do something they can't do? Just like with what the offense has done, which has made them so good, is let's let our players do what they do best. All right, on defense, let's let our players do what they do best. And are we putting them in position to let them do their best? And that's the questions I would ask. Are we asking Marcus Williams to do the things that he does best? And I mean, what he's done in the past is make plays on the ball and do all those things. I don't know. Is he too far back, you know, where he can't get involved, or you're not asking him to get involved? I don't know. And Kyle Hamilton, does Kyle need to be involved more up front and stuff? I mean, he's laying some hits. He's definitely doing that. And he knows how to hit legally. And the corners, I think, are playing fine. I mean, Brandon Stevens is doing the stuff that he can do. He can press coverage and he can get on. He just can't play the ball. I mean, it is what it is. That's always going to be. So are we letting them do what they do best?
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. It is Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. NFL Lunch coming up top of the hour. Mike Golic Jr. going to have some fun with us.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Bob. And the thing you like about Justice Hill, number one, he's got good hands. And number two, he's got good vision. I mean, you can see that as a kick returner. And number three, he's got burst. That's the thing. Because, I mean, when you're catching that screen, a lot of times you're stopped and you got to explode right away, and he can do that. And, you know, he can catch high, low, behind. He can make adjustments catching. So, I mean, he's a perfect fit. And the play that he made, you know, on that screen to the right with just the receivers out there blocking, I mean, that was huge, because they ran it two times in a row, and the one got called back because likely had a holding penalty. And then he got him in field goal range. So, I mean, he's been in the touchdown one. I mean, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. So, yeah, the screen game looks really good. And when you got linemen that can run and get down there, you know, that's – and the other thing is you got receivers blocking downfield. You know, you got guys blocking for each other. That's a big, big thing. And instead of having to make three guys miss or whatever, if you make one guy miss, you got a chance to make a big one because you got receivers and tight ends blocking.
Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is how you join us. Let's go to Baltimore, bring in Matt. Matt, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's going on, fellas? How are you doing today?
Hey, good. Matt.
Derrick Henry, what do we sign him to, a one-year deal?
Hello? No, I want to say it was two for two-year. Sure. Yeah, two.
Okay, all right. No, because I was just going to say that, I mean, the offense, it's pretty mind-blowing how, I mean, it's just like something I've never seen. like everybody's saying, it's unstoppable. I mean, I'm just wondering, you know, if and what do you think? Is it out of the realm of possibility that Henry and, you know, them will want to stick together for a couple of years? But you already said, I thought it was a 1-year deal, so
no.
The reason I called was thrown out the window when you told me to.
Well, the only one leaving for that offense, if I'm wrong, is Stanley, man. Right? Isn't he the only one who'd be up?
Believe so, because Bateman got extended.
Yeah.
Tight ends are, you know, on deals are extended. Sounds about right. Justice Hill got extended, correct?
Yeah, so, I mean, they can run it back. They're going to have to get a left tackle because Ronnie Stanley's playing right now for seven games. He's playing Pro Bowl-type level.
Would you try to extend him maybe before the season is over?
Oh, if he finishes the whole season? Yeah, I'd give him a couple-year deal.
Some other, offensive free agents, Pat McCary, he'll be up.
The nice thing about him is not a lot of options for places to go.
And then, again, a lot of these players, nothing earth-shattering here, but Patrick Ricard will be a free agent, as will Nelson Agholor.
Ricard. Yeah, I think...
I mean, they don't have anything like him on the roster.
McCary?
No, Ricard.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Ricard... Didn't they give him a haircut this year, too? I'm pretty sure they did. I think they cut his salary.
A restructure? Let's see.
I thought they did.
Full history here.
Nelson Agholor, and with all due respect, Ricky Bobby style, I mean, you know, he stuck around.
Well,
he knows he's a knows-his-role guy.
Right.
You know what I
but
mean?
But that's what Tez Walker's supposed to be for.
Right. And he's redshirting.
You're right. Right.
Basically,
so,
this season.
Yeah, I mean, you can get those guys back. I mean, if you make historic things and stuff, I mean, if I'm Ricard, I don't want to go anywhere else.
And where's he going to get all that great pizza that he eats?
Right.
From someone that's not
and
a sponsor of the program.
McCary, if McCary leaves, that's what you got Voorhees for then.
Right. So recent history for Ricard, his contracts, they're not very large, as you would imagine. His cap hit this year, $5.1 million. That's about as high as it's ever been. Years prior, $2.1 million on
the
cap hit.
What's his salary?
Base salary of $4 million this year.
Okay. And he's playing 50%. So he's playing a lot more this year. So, yeah, I mean, he's worth it. And I made a mistake. What I said about McCary, I meant to say about Ricard, was there's not a lot of options, teams that have a fullback. So there's, what, three or four teams maybe that would be willing to pay him?
And to that point, like I've said as well, you know, the Ravens don't have an in-house replacement. There aren't a lot of options for him to go elsewhere. Seems like this is kind of a match made in heaven.
Yeah. I guess the Chargers, you know, they take everybody else.
All the rejects. I mean, I could only give you two teams that use it or use it fully. San Francisco and the Ravens.
Do the Rams? I guess we'll see tonight.
I don't believe so. Certainly not a big-name guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of tonight, Mike Golic Jr., he'll be joining us when we come back. Have some NFL lunch with him. Talk about tonight's matchup and the entirety of Week 8. There is a college football game this evening featuring a ranked team. Pitt Panthers. Number 19 in the country, hosting Syracuse.
Yeah, Pitt's kind of surprising this year. I mean, yeah, they're playing really good. How about Liberty losing last night, Bob?
Liberty Bibberty. Can't win them all.
They lost to Kennesaw, who hadn't won. It was 27.5-point favorite.
That's a stunning turn of events there. But what blows my mind is this Syracuse-Pitt game, it's an ACC game. No! No! It's a Big East game. But I guess in the landscape of today's sports, it is what it is. But Pitt and Syracuse tonight, ESPN, if you're looking to do a bunch of channel flipping, then you got hockey, then you got the NBA. Maybe it's time to get the batteries charged up in that remote control or break out 17 TVs.
No, it's like when you put Peacock on, you can't use the remote.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back NFL lunch. Mike Golic Jr. We'll look at Week 8. We'll do our picks for tonight's Rams-Vikings game, and we'll talk real and fantasy football and preview the World Series with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio.